The Violence Prevention Center in Grand Marais has been working to eliminate domestic and sexual violence in the community for more than 25 years. Lucy Perpich is here today. She is soon to be a former Violence Prevention Center worker. Welcome, Lucy.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what services the Violence Prevention Center provides us?
Definitely. You know, being in a rural community, we do provide kind of a smorgasbord of services in that we do legal advocacy. You can drop in and you can sit down and talk with us. We provide support to primary and secondary survivors of domestic and sexual violence. So if something is happening to you or to someone that you know, we are a resource and we can hook you up with other resources in the community that you may not be aware of. And all of our services are free and confidential, of course.
And I know there's a phone number that you can call. Are you online? People could also contact you that way?
We have two phone numbers, 218-387-1262 and 387-1237. We also have a website, and on our website, which is hope-4-letteru.org, we have a text box where you can send us a text message from the computer and we can communicate back and forth that way. Otherwise, we have an email, and we don't have caller ID, and it's, you know, we're not techie, so it's difficult for us to tell who you are if you want to remain anonymous.
Okay. Now, you've been here a couple of years.
Yes.
And
yes.
You are leaving.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, I'm leaving, and I'm not leaving for another position. Jody's not here with me today, but I cannot imagine not working for her or for leaving for a position where I'd be working for somebody else. I'm moving on to get my PhD in health policy with an emphasis in prevention.
So what does that mean to us? What to you, I should say.
Sure. My hope is I'm not stopping the work. I'm hoping to continue and to move forward and to assist in changing the systematic response that we have as a community and as a resource provider to domestic violence, because our response is good, it's adequate, but it can be better, and there can be more collaboration and more communication.
Tell me a little bit more about having worked here. What has surprised you? What have you been involved with?
Sure. I have worked in metro and rural programs before. So this has been my first incredibly rural program that we've had, where we've been isolated geographically, which has been really interesting.
Has that made a difference in how you handle problems?
Huge difference. You find that a lot of our health policies, and I'm sure the clinic and human services can speak to this, a lot of health policies are geared towards metro communities where you have a much higher population density, and they are not necessarily applicable to rural communities. And so that is definitely something to continue looking at policy-wise. But working in a rural community, the support is incredibly important, and it's very, very relevant here, which is really encouraging. It's a very, very supportive community, and there are those barriers that face with it being a small town, having limited access to resources, transportation, all of those types of things. So that is another important reason for coming to the Violence Prevention Center, because we can help assist in providing resources to help you overcome some of those barriers, or all of them.
And do you have income constraint? Do you help everybody no matter?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are some services that are sliding scale fees, but that's not any, we don't bill. We don't get into any billing or anything like that. So all of our services that we can assist with are completely free to anyone.
Such a help to us. We are talking to Lucy Perpich of the Violence Prevention Center here in Grand Marais. And if you'd like to contact them, you can call 387-1262. Lucy, did we cover everything?
Yes. My final message, if I could just say one thing to the community, would be my passion has been working in the school and working with children, and I'm so fortunate to be able to do that. And I would like to continue working with children. The biggest thing that I have learned here is that children are not resilient. Children are made to be resilient. And spending time with your kids and spending time working through things that have happened, no matter how small they seem, is incredibly important to creating a resilient child. So
I thank you very much for stopping in today, and we wish you good luck as you go on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.